This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Incline Incubator is a faith-based organization that encourages sustainable employment in the urban core by equipping local residents with the tools they need to build businesses that strengthen the community. And the incubator is currently working to create jobs and wealth for the people living in Price Hill. Joining us to discuss the Incline Incubator, our Interim Director of Operations and visiting faculty at Xavier University's Williams College of Business, Joseph Carter, marketing principal with Waterfields and a former Incline Incubator workshop participant, Daniel Clemens, and Xavier University MBA student, Oscar Morataya. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Oscar, Daniel, and Joe, thanks a lot for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Joe, how did the Incline Incubator get its start?
It actually started as an outgrowth from something we started at Xavier University called XLab, which is Xavier Launch a Business. And in that particular offering, what we would do is we would attract entrepreneurs on campus, put them through a vetting process, select a certain amount of them, then put them through a series of 15 workshops, 3 hours each at no charge. And then we would connect them with an MBA consulting class that we started. The MBAs would select certain businesses that they'd like to work with. And then from that, they'd stay with those businesses. And this process took place over a year's period of time. This whole particular process was developed and was actually an idea of a former student that we had who left Xavier, went out to Stanford, got their MBA, went to work for Deloitte, and then ended up connecting to a nonprofit organization that's called Idea Village. And so she brought this whole idea of what we turned into XLab from something they had done out in New Orleans. And then we put together a group of faculty, designed this process, and then we went through it. We did that starting back in 2010. We did that for 3 years in a row. And so one of the things that we learned was there's a lot of real nice work that's taking place downtown with all the work that 3CDC is doing. And in that is fixing up the areas and over the Rhine, as you know, and then certainly down at the banks and other places. And ultimately, with that, with the gentrification that's taken place, there's some unintended consequences of that. And some of the unintended consequences are there's some people that get displaced. They can't afford the property values anymore. And so what we thought is, why don't we take the what we had with the XLab offering, invite people on campus, why don't we turn that back around and take XLab back out to the communities and help them start incubators. And then from the starting of those incubators, the primary goal would help to create sustainable jobs and wealth. And so with that, then that's how we got started.
And why the name Incline Incubator?
Well, we were taking a look at the six or seven communities around that where people were concentrating in. A lot of people were moving to where the property values are lower. And one of those areas was Price Hill. And with all the work that they were doing in the Incline district, we thought, well, maybe we'll just capitalize on that name and call it the Incline Incubator.
Why Price Hill in particular, Joe?
Actually, it had to do with we were working with Waterfields, an organization of Waterfields. And it was Diana Vicaria, who used to be the director for the economic development for Price Hill Will. And she was working with Waterfields as we were helping them launch that business. And she talked to us about some of the things that were taking place in Price Hill. And one of the things that she had mentioned was in Lower Price Hill, there's a lot of people with a lot of talents and are not being capitalized upon. And there's a lot of joblessness in that area. And one of the things that we had talked about is sometimes if people aren't if they aren't able to get a job, so maybe we can do some things to create a job. And then so that's what attracted us to Price Hill, and then we started doing some things there, and it has grown from that spot.
Now, Daniel, Waterfields is one of the businesses that came out of the incubator, right?
Yeah.
And tell us about that.
Sure. So Waterfields is an urban farm that has a mission of revitalizing some of Cincinnati's really the most economically hard-hit neighborhoods. It's everywhere where someone doesn't want to stop in or drive through or locate their business, but we kind of go the opposite way and choose those locations. So we got facilities now in both the West End and Lower Price Hill.
Oscar, tell us about your involvement with the incubator. How did you get into this?
I always wanted to work with a small business, and then Xavier was offering a small business consulting class. It has been a great experience, I think, because with a small business, you end up doing marketing, selling, and management as well. And so through the consulting, business consulting class, that's how I got involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually what Oscar had done, as he mentioned, was part of the consulting class. And so they learn about consulting, and then they have a real-life client. Actually, his real-life client was me. And we had done, the project that he had worked on was to develop a set of workshops that we wanted to deliver for the incubator. So just develop those workshops and then schedule the workshops and get those workshops started. And that was their project. Oscar was part of that, and he had a teammate by the name of Ben Bauer. And they worked together to get the workshops going.
Yeah, there are a lot of incubators out there, Joe. What makes this one unique?
There are a lot of incubators out there. A lot of the incubators in the area are focused on high-tech, high-growth businesses. For instance, there's certainly Centrifuge, Uptech, Brandery, all those, Cincy Tech, those things. They're all focused on that. But there aren't a lot of incubators that are focused on low-tech, maker-type businesses. And those are the type of businesses that we're interested in. There are places like Mortar, which is downtown and over the Rhine. And there's other, for instance, there's places in Bond Hill. So Willie Hill, as an example, works with the microenterprise over in Bond Hill. But there are most all the incubators are focused on high-tech, high-growth. But also what this incubator has to offer is we can bring our MBA students to help the businesses, as well as with the Incline Incubator, we're interested in not only having our students at Xavier work with the businesses, but also the universities and colleges in the areas all pulling together and helping.
Now, you've got Waterfields going. A little bit more about that, Daniel. How many people do you have working for you? What kind of growth have you seen?
So right now we're at 7 employees, and so we call ourselves kind of a market-driven approach to curing poverty in our neighborhood. So that's growth through sales, and we get to grow microgreens, edible flowers, some specialty produce for really a ton of the top chefs in the Midwest. If you look in Cincinnati, it's kind of a you name it when it comes to fine dining, and we're selling to them. They're partners of ours, so Boca, Orchids, John Robert's Table, Salazar, Metropole. I mean, I could go on and on. Our products go as far north as Cleveland and as far south as Louisville. So it's sort of part of the makersphere that Joe's talking about with the incubator. But for us, it becomes a opportunity where we can take someone, we can train them. It may be a lower skill type job, but it's something that's meaningful, and we can pay them livable wages and actually create a career for them.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation about the Incline Incubator. And Joe, what are some of the other businesses you have in the pipeline?
There's our incubator is one of the businesses in the pipeline. We have a printing business. There is a welding business back behind that. So one of the three businesses that we have going right now. And I can't remember actually off the top of my head what some of the other ones were. Those are some of the larger ones. I don't know whether, Oscar, if you can remember.
Landscaping.
Yeah, there's a landscaping business that we have. So those right now, those are the businesses that we're targeting right now. And this is the first round of the Incline Incubator workshops to help those businesses get going.
Oscar, did you have any notions about creating and growing businesses that changed once you got involved in this and got into the hands-on aspects of this?
I had no idea what I was getting into. But, you know, once I got into it, it was an eye-opening experience because I didn't know a lot of the people in the community, and I got to meet them, and I met entrepreneurs. And Joe kind of inspired me to start my own business. So that's one of the things that I want to do once I finish my MBA. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is we worked on a new website, and we have also a Facebook page. So if you want to learn more about the Incline Incubator, go to the website, inclineincubator.org, and there are links to sign up if you want to be a workshop participant. To donate or to volunteer. So I got to do a lot of things. And I had a great time doing it, for sure.
Joe, as far as the workshop that we've been mentioning several times, what's going to be taught at that workshop? What kind of classes do you have?
The first of which is we focus them in on their strengths, get them to identify what their entrepreneurial strengths are, to leverage those. Then after that, we teach them how do you develop a business idea, which is more about design thinking. Design thinking, seeing problems and finding solutions. Then after that, we teach them about business models, lean startups, and then how to scale. Well, one of the businesses that we've been focusing on for the incubator right now are existing businesses. And we want to take some of the existing businesses, work with them, and help them identify opportunities to grow their business. So those are the things we've got going on. After we put them, those are actually 4 weeks of workshops. Once those workshops are completed, they should be able to come out with a business idea to grow their business. Then they'll have a business model, which identifies what they think they know about their business. And then after that is what they're going to do to verify what they think they know about their business. And then we meet them in 2 weeks. And what we do with them at that point is we put them through an accountability session. So what did you say you were going to do? What did you actually do? What did you learn? And what are you going to do next? And then when we put all the people together, they actually help one another. They help one another come up with different ideas. The one thing I want to also mention, Oscar came through an MBA class to help us get started on the Incline Incubator. Daniel came through the same class. Daniel actually started out in helping Waterfields out of an MBA class. And what ended up happening from that is he started when that class was over, and that's what's happening with Oscar. Oscar's class is over with right now. That ended back in December. He's still helping. He's still staying with these businesses, right? So how many classes do you take like that to where you finish it up, you just don't let it go? So what Daniel had done, along with another guy by the name of Ben Matthews, who came through this class, is they stayed with the business, and then they've become two principals of the business at Waterfields. And so what we see is in doing things like this and connecting younger people like these two real-life businesses is once they help develop something, they'll want to stay. And our intent, just like Oscar said, he's a perfect example of that, is now he's seen how this happens and he wants to start his own business, and we want him to start that business right here in Cincinnati.
And so the goal of the workshops, Joe, how many business owners do you want to see come out of these workshops? Do you have a number in mind?
We want as many as we possibly can. So for this first one, We have 22 people in that workshop, and of that, there's about 5 different businesses, and we would like to have all of them start. Most of them, they are all started. They just haven't, some of them haven't gotten very far, but like to take each one of those businesses and keep working with them. What makes this different? So if I'm in an incubator, or if I'm somebody is helping me start a business, is you can connect them with mentors. They can give them good ideas, and that's always needed. But what's needed beyond the idea is now help me execute. Now help me execute. And that's what we can bring, are resources to help them execute.
This is a growing trend to business schools across the country that you give MBA students these hands-on opportunities to help mm-hmm. them, that they can help out in the local community. Is that something that's happening more and more?
Yes, that's correct. And especially with online learning, right? So there are some of the universities, colleges, they're learning basics online, and then connecting with real-life projects. The other thing I also like to mention is it's other classes that we have as undergrad classes. Is we had a group of 4 or 5 people, and they were working with help with a real-life project. We connected them to Block Ministries. And one of the businesses is working in Block Ministries. It's the printing business. So they were working with them, and they were teaching them about marketing and business plans. And what ended up happening after that class was over with, Emily Bishop, I think is her name, Emily Bishop, is staying with that business. And actually, she's going that particular business, and they're going through these workshops. And so it's a way for us to bring the business expertise, not only at the undergrad, MBA. And oh, by the way, we also have an executive MBA that's teaching one of the workshops.
And any plans to expand this to other neighborhoods, Joe?
Absolutely. That's the goal, is to get this started in one neighborhood, copy that, then take it to the next neighborhood. And we like to do this around the region. And where there's places that these things are going, is we want to help them.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Interim Director of Operations and Visiting Faculty at Xavier University's Williams College of Business, Joseph Carter, Marketing Principal with Waterfields, and a former Incline Incubator Workshop participant, Daniel Clemens, and Xavier University MBA student, Oscar Morataya.